الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The following is a session illustrating the sins of the body. Among the sins of the body are to harm one's parents or one of them severely, عقوق, as known by the norm. To flee the battlefield, which is for a person to run away from the battle scene after having entered into it, provided that the number of blasphemous fighters is not more than twice the number of Muslim fighters. To sever the obligatory ties of kinship is among the sins of the body. The kin is any person who is considered normatively as one's paternal or maternal relative. This occurs by acting in a way that normally makes the kin feel neglected, either by not visiting them or by not supporting them financially when they are in true need while able. To inflict an apparent harm upon the neighbor, even if he was a blasphemer who has been granted safety by Muslims, such as hitting him or cursing him and the like. This is among the sins of the body. It is not restricted to a certain organ. To dye the hair black for both males and females. For men to imitate women, or women to imitate men in the clothing specific to the opposite gender and in other matters. This could happen by the clothing worn and other issues. To wear the dress lower than the ankle bones by men out of vanity, out of conceit, to show off in a haram way. For a man to needlessly dye his hands and feet with henna, since such an act involves imitating women in something which is specific to them. However, it is permissible if dyeing is for medical treatment. To interrupt the obligatory worship, whether it was timely or a make-up of the obligatory prayer or the obligatory fasting without an excuse. Otherwise, if a person interrupted an obligatory worship to save a drowning person, then one is not sinful. To interrupt the optional Hajj and Umrah, because once one starts them, it becomes incumbent upon one to continue that worship to the end. To imitate the believer mockingly in his sayings, doings, or gestures. To spy on people pursuing their defects by looking at and pursuing the faults of people about which they do not want others to know. To tattoo, which is for one to prick the skin with a needle until the blood comes out. Then color pigments are spread on the punctured skin until the place becomes black or blue. This is haram. To shun a Muslim by refraining from talking to him, even with a mere salam, for more than 3 days or nights, without an Islamic valid reason, such as if he were alcohol drinker. To sit with an innovator or committer of enormous sins, fasiq, to entertain him in his sinning, such as without a need to sit with a person who is consuming alcohol, conversing with him. For a man to wear gold, pure gold, silver, silk, or what is mostly silk, such as if 2/3 of its weight was silk, with the exception of a silver ring, which is permissible for a man to wear. For a man to be alone, khalwa, with a marriageable woman, without the presence of a third person, male or female, who is trustworthy, or a mahram in front of whom one would be shy to do any indecent act. However, if the third person is too young to be shy of, or is blind, then it is a sinful khalwa. It's haram khalwa. For a woman to travel even for lesser than qasr distance without a non-marriageable male, such as a brother or a father or the like, such as a husband, to coerce a free person, that is to force one to do a certain job without his free will. To have enmity with a highly ranked righteous Muslim wali. A wali is a Muslim who fulfills all the obligations, refrains from all the sins, and does a lot of optional acts of worship, even if only one or two kinds of them. To help others sin, such as to serve another person alcohol to drink it. Wal-iyadu billah. Also among the sins of the body is to circulate counterfeit money, such as phony silver dirhams, while dealing with them as if they are real, or to gold plate copper pieces to trick people into thinking that they are gold dinars and sell them as if they were as such. To use and to obtain golden and silver utensils, such as to eat or drink out of them. It is also sinful to obtain golden and silver utensils even without the intent of using them. To neglect an obligation by not fulfilling it, such as not to perform an obligatory prayer. To do an obligation leaving out one of its integrals, such as if one prayed without a valid intention, or conditions, such as if one prayed without having ablution, or one did not leave any of the integrals or conditions, but to intentionally commit an invalidator while performing an obligation, such as making a movement with the purpose of playing while praying, then this is haram. To leave out the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah, when it is one's obligation, even if one prays Dhuhr instead. For the inhabitants of a place to leave out praying the five obligatory prayers in congregation, Jama'ah. Similar to that is the case if the people of a city pray in congregation, Jama'ah, however, without the shi'ar being apparent. That is, for the prayers to be prayed in congregation in locations easy for the one who wants to join them to do so. To defer one's obligations until the time is over without an excuse, such as for one to wait without praying the Asr. Praying until Maghrib prayer time is in, or for one to inexcusably not to pay the zakah to those who rightfully deserve it, even though it became due on one. To hunt with something that kills the animal by its weight, such as a stone. To use such a method to hit or shoot edible animals is prohibited. To use an animal as a shooting target is also haram. Also, for the three-time divorced woman or widow who is observing a post-marital waiting period, mu'tadda, to inexcusably leave her home, and for such a widow to wear perfumes, dress up, and the like, to refrain from such matters is called ihdad mourning, which lasts 4 months and 10 days for the non-pregnant woman. However, for a pregnant woman, it expires upon delivery. If she leaves the house in the daytime to buy food or the like, or to sell fabric she wove, or to gather firewood and the like, then it would be permissible. Also, it is permissible with certain conditions for her to visit her family, neighbor at night, and to return to her house to sleep therein. An excuse for her to leave the house is if she fears the collapse of the house or the like. As for the woman who is divorced less than three times, she has similar judgment of the wife in regards needing the husband's permission for leaving the house. Also among the sins of the body, to stain the mosque with a najas filth, such as urine or blood or other types of najas filth, or also to make it dirty even with a pure tahir material, such as spit and mucus, to delay performing hajj until death, while able to perform it when alive. It is sinful for one to delay. It is sinful for one to delay performing hajj after being able to perform it until one dies without performing it. For one to take a loan with the inability to pay it back, such as having no possessions or craft that enable him to pay the debt, without informing the lender about it when borrowing. However, if the borrower knows that the lender is aware of one's situation and still granted him the loan, then one will not be sinful. To refuse to grant more time for the one who is unable to pay one's debt, while knowing that the borrower is unable to pay back the debt, it is sinful for the lender to request that the borrower be put in prison or to harass one by following the borrower wherever he goes. To spend money in disobedience, such as to spend money for listening to forbidden musical instruments. To belittle the book of the Quran, Mus'haf, and every Islamic knowledge. Actions denoting the lack of obligatory glorification of the book of the Quran or other religious books are sinful. If the lack of glorification reaches the level of mocking or degrading, then it is blasphemy. And to enable the child who has not reached the age of mental discrimination, non-mumayyiz, to carry the Quran. Also included in that is to enable a child who reached the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz, to touch or carry the Mus'haf without having ablution, except for the purpose of study. To change property line markers, that is, to unjustly change the markers between one's own property and that of others, such as to append unjustly a piece of the neighbor's property to one's own. To use the street, which is a thoroughfare, for that which is unlawful, that is, which harms those passers. To use a borrowed item in other than what one is permitted by its owner, such as if one borrowed an animal to ride, but instead transports one's furniture on it, or to keep it longer than permitted, such as if one borrows an outfit to wear for 1 week, but instead wears it for 2 weeks without the consent of the owner, or to lend it to someone else without permission by the owner. To prevent others from using what is permissible, unowned, such as preventing others from grazing their animals in an unowned meadow. Similarly, it is sinful to prevent people from what is permissible for them generally or specifically, such as preventing others from grazing their animals in unowned meadow, or the collection of firewood from the unowned land, which includes preventing people from benefiting from the sea or river shores, or from extracting salt, such as from the sea, gold, silver, and other resources from their unowned origin, or from using drinking water from a self-replenishing source, such as to prevent people from taking their needs of drinking water from a self-replenishing well that was dug in an unowned land. Otherwise, if a person takes water in his own container from the sea or river, this water becomes one's own and one is not obligated to give it to others. To use the lost and found article, luqata. This is the article that was lost by its owner, by unintentionally dropping it or leaving it behind in a place and was found by another person. If the one who found the article uses it before satisfying the conditions of notification, which are to announce it for a year with the intention of owning it, if its owner does not show up, if one announces in a proper way and despite that the owner of this article is not found, only then it is permissible for the finder to own it, then to consume this article or use it with the intention that if the owner shows up one day, one will return it to him or pay the owner its value. To sit, that is, to stay in a place where disobedience is being committed without an excuse. Otherwise, if one has a valid excuse to stay, then one is not sinful. To enter into a banquet to which one was not invited without permission or be admitted out of shyness while one knows it. For a man who is married to women or more to commit inequity among the wives in terms of the obligatory spending and overnight turns. If this husband fails to fulfill the obligatory spending and or to give the proper turns in his overnight stays to one or more wives, then he is sinful. The preference in attraction to and in the love of one wife over another, in having sexual intercourse with one wife more than the others, and in spending on one's wife what exceeds the obligatory spending, is not a sin. Among the sins of the body also is for a woman to go out of her house with the intention to pass by men to tempt them, that is, to seduce them into sinning, even if she was covering her unlawful nakedness, awra. To engage in sorcery, sihr, which is of the two types, one type which is not carried out except by doing or saying blasphemy, kufr. The other type is carried out without committing blasphemy. Engaging in this type of sorcery is a major sin. To rebel against the caliph after his rulership has been confirmed, like those who rebelled against Ali and fought him in the three battles, Al-Jamal, Siffin, and Al-Nahrawan. The jurist Al-Hafidh Abu Bakr Al-Bayhaqi said in his book Al-I'tiqad, all who fought Ali were transgressors, that is, they were unjust. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his ranks, said the same before him. From what Al-Bayhaqi and others narrated from him, that those that rebelled against Ali were unjust to him, even though some of the best companions were among those transgressors, like Az-Zubayr and Talha, may Allah raise their ranks, because it is not impossible for the wali to commit a sin, even if it is an enormous sin. However, he repents of it before death. Both Az-Zubayr and Talha repented from that sin before their death, as was confirmed in the hadith books. To accept taking care of an orphan or a mosque, or to act as a judge or as a caliph and the like, knowing that one will be unable to perform the task appropriately as per the religion. To harbor an unjust person, also among the sins of the body, is to harbor an unjust person out of supporting him in his injustice, that is, to protect him from those who want to obtain their right from him. Such as if one killed a Muslim unjustly and another harbored the killer to prevent the rightful claimants from obtaining their rights. To terrorize Muslims, that is, to scare them, such as to point a metallic object at them or a weapon to scare them. To waylay, even if the waylayer does not kill others or take their money, Depending on the committed crime, the wailer's punishment is either by disciplinary action, ta'zir, by beating or imprisonment if he only scared passers, or cutting off both the right hand and the left foot if he takes money with a value of 1/4 golden dinar or more, but he did not kill. And if he waylays again, then by cutting his left hand and his right foot, or killing one without hanging his body on a pole, if kills but does not take any money, or killing one and hanging one's body on a pole if he kills and takes money. To neglect fulfilling the vow, nadhr, which meets all the conditions of a valid vow. To continue fasting for 2 or more days without eating or drinking anything in between, purposely that is, and without a valid excuse. To occupy someone else's place in the masjid or in a street or the like, to harmfully crowd one, or to take one's turn in watering rites and the like. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and accept our good deeds, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.